With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The City of Windsor needs feedback on a proposed wildlife crossing at Ojibwe Parkway. It's launched consultations online. It'll connect Ojibwe Park and Black Oak Heritage Park and cost $28 million. You can check out the preferred design at WindsorNewsToday.ca. There's also an in-person open house on January 18th. Windsor police are looking for two suspects who allegedly stole from different stores across the city. They were looking for a woman, too, but she turned herself over to police yesterday. The thefts are all under $5,000, and if you have information, call Windsor police. We now know more about a program the federal government has set up to reunite Palestinian Canadians with their family members in Gaza. The Canadian Press says up to 1,000 Gazans can apply, although the National Council of Canadian Muslims wants that cap removed. The program is set to launch next week. The visa would be for 3 years and contingent on the family supporting their loved one financially. BC does it. Manitoba will start in April. And now there's a call for Ontario to cover the full cost of contraception. The Ontario NDP pushed the Ford government to consider it last fall, but it refused. Proponents told the Globe and Mail there's been a fourfold increase in youth who have no insurance since the pandemic, so they're forced to pay the cost themselves. Clinicians say they're in the dark about this flu season's impact on children because Ottawa hasn't released data. The Public Health Agency of Canada releases a report each week on influenza trends, but since the start of October, it's had no information on sick children. The Globe and Mail says a new group is gathering that information now, and it should be made public sometime this month. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is appealing a ruling in Maine that barred him from that state's 2024 ballot. The ruling is on pause now, pending the appeal. The Associated Press says the provision points to his involvement in the January 6th riot. He's expected to appeal a similar ban by Colorado. Michigan's high court kept him on the ballot. And a new report places Air Canada at the bottom of the list for punctuality. Cirium ranked airlines for punctuality. Air Canada was the last of the 10 big North American airlines. Global News says more than 138,000 flights arrived at the gate late. WestJet did better. They scored 7th. Delta Airlines scored the most punctual. 3-0 for the Leafs last night against the Kings. The Wings won 5-3 against the Sharks. Blenheim shut out the 73s 3-0. And in women's professional hockey, Montreal beat Ottawa 3-2 in overtime. Might get freezing drizzle this morning. We have a chance of drizzle or flurries too, up to 3 today. Flurries tonight and windy with a low of -4 and sunshine tomorrow and 0. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.